I think it's just vapor.
Vaping is safer than smoking, isn't it?
One vape pod has as much nicotine as one pack of cigarettes. Get your head out of the cloud. Talk to your kid about vaping. Visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
Here's your money briefing for Wednesday, June 23rd. I'm Charlie Turner for The Wall Street Journal, filling in for J.R. Whalen. Even if you reliably pay your rent every month, it probably isn't helping you build up a good credit history. And it's almost certainly not helping you amass a down payment on a house. But could a new kind of credit card help?
One of the aims here is that, you know, younger people who don't have credit or who have bad credit can work on building it through having something to show for those large rent payments that they make consistently.
Coming up, our housing reporter Will Parker walks us through how this new credit card works and what the pros and cons are. That's after the break.
The road ahead for the auto industry is electric vehicles. But how do we get there? On the latest episode of Sustainably Speaking, transportation visionaries Dr. Deborah Molesky, Technical Fellow of Sustainability at Ford, and Paul Snyder, Chairman of the Transportation Design Department at the College for Creative Studies, help us understand what it takes to design a better, more sustainable vehicle. Subscribe today, wherever you listen to podcasts.
There's a new credit card geared toward renters. It's part of a partnership between a real estate startup called Bilt, MasterCard, and Evolve Bank and Trust. The idea is to let renters build up reward points that could eventually be put toward a down payment on a house. Let's find out more about this new concept from our housing reporter, Will Parker. Will, thanks for coming on the show.
Thanks for having me.
Will, there's lots of landlords that already accept credit card payments for rents. So what's the advantage to using this card?
This card would let you pay your rent but not have to pay a big fee. Right now, usually there's a transaction fee associated with paying with a credit card, and landlords tend to kick that back to the tenants, and that could be about 3% of your rent payment, and that really adds up over the course of a year.
What about as far as a renter being able to build up credit this way?
So, you know, rent is one of the largest expenses that many people have, and when you're paying with a check, you know, that's a lost opportunity, some people think, for these payments to help you build your credit score, like other charges or purchases you would put on a card. So one of the aims here is that, you know, younger people who don't have credit or who have bad credit can work on building it through having something to show for those large rent payments that they make consistently.
Can you walk us through how this card actually works, Will? How can these companies afford to offer no-fee rent payments?
Right. So what they're purporting to do is anyone can pay rent with this card. So if your landlord doesn't accept credit card payments, they will mail a check to your landlord and then put the payment on your card account. And they say again that they'll do this with no charges on any of the rent payments. What they're betting is that people will use this card for other purchases, and the fees on those purchases and the APR on any balance they may have, that's going to be the way that they make money off of this. I think that's the bet.
Okay, so this card can help a renter build up a credit score and a down payment. How does the card work when they go to buy a house?
The rewards points that you get some for paying rent, you get others for other purchases. You can save them up over time, and one of the ways that you can redeem them is convert them into cash to be used towards a down payment on the house. The partners in the card say this is the first time that points have ever been able to have been used this way, and how they will do it is they will deposit a cash equivalent of whatever your points total is into the escrow account that's created for a home sale.
But down payments on a house are usually pretty steep. Can a cardholder really build up enough points to afford a down payment?
To afford an entire down payment, no. And Bilt seems to recognize this. They project that maybe a typical card user who's paying $1,500 a month in rent and using the card for a lot of other purchases besides rent, over the course of a decade, would maybe save about $6,000 be put towards a down payment. Now, that's a long time of making a lot of credit card payments. for, you know, $6,000 in this current housing market is really a drop in the bucket. As you mentioned, you know, down payments are growing larger. The average is still, you know, somewhere between 6% and 9%. But what we're seeing in this housing market is that the buyers with small down payments are being rejected in favor of bids from people who are paying with higher down payments or with cash. So the card, you know, while it does have some benefits for renters, it's certainly not a ticket to homeownership by any means.
I guess the question here is it really a good idea to use a credit card to pay rent? Credit card interest rates are usually high.
Yeah, that's a really interesting question. And that's been one of the central issues around the whole conversation about whether rent should ever be paid with credit. The way that this company hopes to avoid, debt problems, people putting these large payments they can't really afford on their card, is that their program will require people who pay in rent to essentially immediately pay it off. So you won't be allowed to carry a balance on your rent payments. And those who are deemed to be a high credit risk are required to link a bank account to the credit card that shows that they have a cash equivalent of whatever their rent cost is. So the partners here really intend for the rent component of this to be something, you know, you can build credit by making the payment. Maybe you can save up some points for a down payment, but they're saying that they will not let renters fall into debt from putting these payments on their card.
Wall Street Journal housing reporter Will Parker. Will, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
And that's your Money Briefing. I'm Charlie Turner, filling in for J.R. Whalen for the Wall Street Journal.